So 1 Corinthians 9, and starting at verse 19, it says this: "For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win the more. And to the Jews I became a Jew, that I might win the Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, that I may win those who are under the law. To those who are without the law, as without the law, not being without the law toward God, but under the law toward Christ, that I might win those who are without the law. To the weak, I became as weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Now this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be, that I may be a partaker of it with you." And we'll stop there. Jesus was obviously the one man, sinless, perfect man. He is our standard. Paul has got to be right up there in the top 10 of men after Jesus, of great Christians that we could look up to. I don't have a list of who they are, but he's got to be in the top 10, at least in my opinion. He wrote a third of the New Testament. Not too many other people have done that. And here he gives us his strategy. Here he gives us a little insight into how he did things, how he acted, and what was important to him. And what he tells us is that he did anything he could to win people to Christ. The goal was very clear. The strategy is also very clear. The goal is very clear as well. He wants to win people to Christ. He wants people to come to Christ. He wants them to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and live their lives as one dedicated to Jesus. This is his goal, that he might win people to the Lord. And how he did it also was very clear. What he said several times in here, if we read between the lines and I just summarize it, he says, "I'm going to adapt myself to whatever the situation is. I'm going to change myself to be whatever is needed for me to win people to Christ. I'm going to be the one who changes. I'm going to be the one who does something different. I'm not going to require them to do anything different. They could be who they are. I am going to be the one who adapts to them." This is his message over and over again. And really, it falls right in line. It falls right in line with even what the kids said today. They recited from 1 John 4. Seems like they had that all planned out. It was very nice. Right in that same passage, "Have fervent love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins." And we're not even talking about sins. We're talking about differences. Because there's differences throughout the whole world, in every culture, in every generation, there's differences. And if we have love, we can adapt to all the differences. If we have love, we can adapt and we could change ourselves for the good of other people, because his strategy is clear. "I become all things to all men, so that I might by all means gain some." Now I know this is not a subject that people like. Change. I don't like change. I don't like to do anything different. I like my routine. I like it the way it is. I like it. Everything I do, I like. That's why I do it. No one likes change. So at this point, I'll remind you what Jesus said in John 13:34. He said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another." So as we talk about change today, it's been on my heart. I remind you of that command, that you're commanded to love me. That's what Jesus says. You're commanded to love me. Now we adapt to what people, we adapt to the people around us, we adapt to the surroundings around us, we adapt to people. That's what Paul says. We should be doing this. Now our core beliefs, they should never change. Never, ever, ever change. Never change. Our core beliefs, we believe Jesus came as a man, we believe he was the Son of God, he came as a man, he died for our sins, we were all sinners, even as my mother-in-law said, we were all sinners, we were all needing of salvation. Jesus came, paid the price by his crucifixion on the cross, his death, burial, resurrection, now he's seated on the right hand of the Father, and we could go on and on about the things that the Bible tells us that are true, the essential things, we never want to change those things. Those are our core beliefs. They're right from the Bible. They never should change. But the thing that should change is the way we package the message. That, according to Paul, seems to always change. That seems to be changing constantly. That seems to be something that he says, it depends on who I'm talking to. Then it should change. And it depends on who I'm talking to and what they understand and what they believe and what they like and what they are and who they are and what they understand. Then it should change according to who they are. I became all things to all men so that I might by all means gain some. He seems to be saying, I change all the time. If I'm talking to a Jewish person, I become like a Jewish person. If I'm talking to somebody who is without the law or a Gentile, I become like a Gentile. If I'm talking to somebody who is weak, then I become weak. I become everything. Everything that I need to be, I become like that person. I don't expect them to become like me. I expect to become like them. This is what Paul says. This is what Paul says. He says, I'm going to remove any of the hindrances that are between me and the gospel message getting across to people. I'm going to remove any hindrance there is. I'm going to remove any difference because differences make people uncomfortable. And so he said, I'm going to remove them all so that I might by all means gain some. This was his strategy for growing the kingdom of God. In part, it's not the only thing, but this is a first step. It is a first step to being able to influence culture in our day and age and in his day and age and in every generation there has been. The packaging of the gospel is what he's talking about. He's not talking about the message. He's talking about the packaging of the message. Think of it like the UPS package that comes to your house. The package that's inside the truck is always going to be whatever you order. The package will be the same, but maybe the truck is going to be different. Maybe it will be a mail truck. Maybe it will be a larger UPS. Maybe it will be a FedEx. Maybe it will be something else. Maybe the model will be different. Maybe the package is what counts. How it gets there, it doesn't matter. The package is the same. How it is delivered, there's liberty. And this is essentially my interpretation of what Paul is saying here. He said, I become all things to all men so that I might by all means gain some. Always change. Always change. Think of our culture. Think of our culture. Even 50 years ago, 75 years ago, think of how culture was. It was nothing like what we see today. Almost nothing like what we see today. The music was different. The dress was different. The attitudes were different. What people believed were different. Everything was different. The way people communicated was different. Everything was different. Everything has changed in the last 75 years. If you looked at it back then, you would think, wow, it is the world is a completely different place. And Paul says we should adapt to the culture that's around us. So he said, to the Jew, I became a Jew. To the culture, I became like that culture so I could win that culture. It is never more striking than if you would go to another nation and you see the other nation, because they're not like us. They're all different. You go to the country of India, and you bring in a church that sings American songs and does things our way. You're not going to have too many people of that culture join the church. That's the way it is. Culturally sensitive is what Paul is saying. Look around you. Look at who you have. Look at who you're trying to reach. Look at the community around you and become like the community. Don't change the message. Become like the community around you. I remember once some friends of ours came to this church. Solid Christians. Christians for many, many years. Came to this church. We seen them in the parking lot. We noticed that they were here. We pulled up around the same time. They had parked at that end of the parking lot. We had parked over here. As soon as we seen them, hellos from across the parking lot, 40, 50 feet away from each other. You know what was said? It broke my heart. 40 or 50 feet away from each other. Right after hello. 40 or 50 feet away, this is the message from across the parking lot. I didn't realize there was a dress code. It still kills me. We made even mature Christians feel uncomfortable. Even mature Christians felt uncomfortable without even coming near the building yet. Did we adapt to our culture? Have we become all things to all men so that we might win some mature Christian already has this assessment without even being near the building. This is Paul's strategy. This is not my opinion. This is Paul's strategy. Here in the Bible, God's word. This was Paul's strategy to remove the differences. We learned this so clearly when we were in the city. When we went to the city, I have my tastes, I have my likes, I have my preferences, just like every one of you does. When we went into the city, I have this natural bent towards technology. I like the stuff. I like all that. I will use it wherever I can. When we went into the city, we were so different than the people we were ministering to. We were absolutely, totally different in every aspect. We had to adapt to our culture. It was almost as if God was telling us, you can't do what you want. You have to change. You have to become, to the Jew, you have to become like a Jew. I've told you before, most of the men, at least probably 90% of the men, had spent time in jail. Most of the men had been saved in jail, actually. This is a totally different experience for a guy that grew up in the church. Educationally, totally different. Everything was different. Musically, totally different. I came from a church where every bench had a musician. We went to a church where there was two people who played any musical instrument, three people who played any musical instrument in 11 years. Nobody played anything. I wanted to do things web-based There wasn't a person who even knew how to use the computer good enough to do it. The message was clear to me. You must change. I could say, well, they should change. But the message was so clear. I needed to change. I needed to be different. If I wanted to be an influence to the people that I was around, I'm the one who needed to change. And God made that so clear. And through his help and through his grace, we were accepted by the people there. But it wasn't because we said, well, I'm going to be the way I am. I'm going to be who I am. And I'm going to stay the course of who I am. And I'm going to be true to myself and all the things that I like. But it was because we changed that we had any influence at all on the culture that was around us. Many times we think, well, the presentation of the gospel, I think of the presentation of the gospel even many years ago when many of our parents or grandparents or great-grandparents were saved. It was a much simpler presentation. It seems like they were more willing to hear the message of Jesus and just accept it. Today, if you talk to unsaved people, they are not like that at all. Even if they have an inclination towards God and they're curious about God, they have a million questions. They don't just say, okay, well, that's what the Bible says. Okay, well, we'll do it. Very rarely do you come across somebody like this. They're still out there. But for the most part, people have all kinds of questions. The gospel presentation has changed because people understand things more. People have read a little bit more. People have been exposed to many other religions nowadays. And things are very, very different. To the Jew, we must become like a Jew. And then you say, well, doesn't the Bible say God is the same yesterday and today and forever? Yes, it does say that. Hebrews, it does say that. But if we look at how Jesus was, Jesus too adapted to everything that was around him. To the fishermen, he talked about being fishers of men. To the agricultural society, he talked about seeds and he talked about things that they would understand. He talked about growing things. To the woman at the well, he made it very, very personal. He told her about her life. It was very personal. See, he too was becoming all things to all men so that he might by all means gain some. That's the way Jesus did it as well. The question is, can we change? And do we even want to? This is the question we each have to decide in ourselves. Can we change? And do we even want to change? So that, like Paul says in verse 23, he says, I do this for the gospel's sake. I do it for the gospel's sake, not for my sake. Paul had his preferences, I'm sure, too. He was an extremely intelligent man based on what we know from the scripture. He was trained a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He knew the law better than probably most did. Trained under one of the great Pharisaical teachers of his time. It would be like being trained under one of the Harvard professors of today. Of course he had a preference the way he did things. But it seems like he's saying that none of that matters to me. My preferences do not matter to him. He says, to the Jew, I'll become like a Jew. To the weak person, I'll become like a weak person. I'll become like whatever they need as long as I could get the gospel message to them. That's what he kept saying over and over in this place. I'll become whatever they need me to be so that way they can hear the message. Music doesn't matter. Dress doesn't matter. The way I communicate doesn't matter. I'll change. I'll change whatever it is so that I could adapt to the culture, so that I could adapt to the people around me. This is what Paul is indicating. I'll become whatever they need me to become. It doesn't matter what I like. I'll become what they want. Think about what Jesus changed for us. He's in heaven, angels worshiping him. The glory of God, he's right next to his Father, God, the glory of God, the angels all around, the 24 elders, the picture that we see in Revelation 4, incredible. We can't even imagine what that was. He left all of it. And he changed himself to become like you and me and to adapt into his culture of that time. That was the example that Jesus gave us. He changed everything so that he could win us. He didn't hold on to anything that was who the culture or what the culture was in heaven. He said, no, I'll become like you. I'll even be born in a stable. I can identify with the people around me. This was the message of Jesus. Can we identify with the people that are around us? Can we become all things to all men? Can we adapt? And you say, well, this is not how I grew up. This is not my culture. This is not what's normal to me. Can we adapt to it? Because Paul says this is the way. This is the way that he did things. Can we change? Can we be okay with that so that we can win the lost, so that we can win people around us? I know it might not be a popular message. This is what Paul says. I mentioned this on a Tuesday night not too long ago, but my father-in-law and I, we took a trip to Wales one time. And Wales, as I've told you many times, has had one of the most powerful moves of God that we've seen in the last couple hundred years. Just an incredibly powerful move of God. 100,000 souls got saved in a period of 6 months. Just an amazing move of God. They began producing hymns of that day and age. That they just start producing hymns that are still around today. The great Welsh hymns. You might not know that you're singing one, but yes, you do sing them. They all came about in that time. And 100 years later, because it's a little bit over 100 years, closer to 110 now, the churches there are almost all empty. Almost all empty. And the reason is, and almost all the people in the churches are the older generation. Almost all. It's very hard to find a church where there's people under 60 years of age. There are some, but it's very hard to find them. And they're all singing the songs from the Welsh Revival. And they're all singing the songs from 100 years ago, and they're saying, well, it worked back then. Why isn't it working now? They're all singing the songs, and they're all looking, and they're all acting like, and they're all dressing like, and they're all doing the same things as they did 100 years ago, and they're looking around and saying, where is the younger generation? How come they're not in line with us? How come they're not conforming to who we are? And generation after generation just slips away. It is now said to be that I think the statistic is there's less than 1% Christians, people who call themselves Christians in this nation, that has been visited by God many, many times in a powerful way. 100 years ago was just one of the last. But because they did not adapt to who and what the society became, they are left with almost no one in their churches. because they wanted to stick to the old ways. And those ways were good for a time. And I know one of the objections is, well, does this mean we're wrong? The things that produce growth are correct in God's eyes. And if they produce growth at one time, then they're good. But if the culture has changed and they don't produce good, then they should be changed too, because we become all things to all men so that we might by all means gain some. This was the message that Paul has given to them. And Paul said, I do it, and I've made myself a servant to all. What a heart. What a heart. He said, I put myself so that I could serve others. I am here to serve others, not so that they could serve me. I am here so that I could become like them, not so that they could become like me. This was Paul's message. I'm going to become a servant to all of them. Whatever they need is what I'm going to become, so that I could get the message of the gospel across. I will become what they need. It didn't matter about what he liked. When we were on one of our missions trips, we're holding a service, and all of a sudden, in the middle of a service, a goat walks down the middle of the aisle. A goat, livestock, walks right down the middle of the aisle. This is not normal to me. This is not something that happens in church, that a goat comes down the aisle. He just sat down, actually laid down in the middle of the aisle, and just hung out there for a while. No one else seemed bothered by it. A goat. No one seemed bothered that there was livestock in the middle of our service. It wasn't my preference. It wasn't normal to me. It's not my culture. But all of the local people, they didn't bat an eye. It wasn't even a surprise to them. They weren't distracted by the goat. They weren't all looking over at the goat. He just came, walked down the middle aisle, sat down, like he should have been there. But my preferences don't matter, because we adapt to the culture that's around us. We adapt to the people that's around us. If they think it's okay, then it's okay. If the gospel message is going forward, it's okay. It's not what I want, but what I want doesn't matter. What I prefer doesn't matter. We are to become servants to all. We are to become servants. We are to adapt to all, regardless of what we like, what we don't like. Because love covers a multitude of sins. It covers a multitude of differences. It really is a question of how much do we love the world around us? How much do we love the world around us? Do we love them enough to change? Because the church historically, not our church, I'm talking the church historically, says you must become like me rather than the church become like them. Where Paul says, I become like them. Not in their thinking, not in their actions, not in their sinful nature, not in anything like that. But he says, I become like them and in all the things that are non-spiritually related. This is the way Paul dealt with things. We had people here last week, new people. And they stayed about a half hour. And then they're gone. I don't see them here today either. If this was a one-time occurrence, I could say, okay, fine. But it's not a one-time occurrence. It happens over and over
and over. I'm not yelling at you. I hope you hear that. I'm not trying to scold you. I'm saying this is the way. This is Paul's message for winning a culture to God. If we're not winning a culture to God, if we're not winning our culture, our neighborhood, our surroundings to God, are we giving the wrong message? Are we not even allowing them to hear the message of the gospel? We have people that are loving. We have people that are wonderful people right here. People around this neighborhood should know you. People around this neighborhood should get to know you because you are wonderful people. But if everything else distracts them from even hearing the gospel message, they won't ever know you. You have a lot to offer the people that are around this neighborhood. Your lives are in order. When we went into the city, we seen that this is not normal. People's lives are messed up really bad. And even though you think you might not be a super Christian, compared to many people who are just starting out, your life looks so in order and you have so much to offer people that are around you, you almost can't believe it. Our friend tells a story. She said, I thought my testimony was boring. It wasn't that she was saved out of drugs or saved out of all these bad things, but that was actually the power of the testimony, that your life doesn't have to be all of those things. Your life could be something different. Your life could, and you have those testimonies. You have that example. You've survived many things, and you have much to offer the people around, but they will never hear it if they don't ever stay long enough to know what Christianity is all about. Paul became all things to all men so that he might all, by all means, gain some. And he says, I do this for the gospel's sake. This is our choice. Each individual has a choice. Will they be willing to adapt to the culture, the situation, the people around, or will we stay the way we are? This is our question. This is the question that each church must sort out for themselves. May God give us the strength and the guidance of the Spirit to know how, what to change, how to adapt to the culture around us so that we could be fruitful for his kingdom. In the name of God be praised.